The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you in song. I want to thank you for those vessels and all the vessels you have raised to sing to you. Praise, sing praises, and unveil your name in the sacrifices of our lips, singing to you, singing to the Father of Spirit, singing spiritual songs, singing songs, songs of redemption, songs of glory, songs of praise, to whom all praises due, the Father of our Father, Jesus, the Father of our Lord, Jesus, even the Father of our God, Jesus. You said to Him, "Thy throne, O God, it's forever and ever, the scepter of your kingdom, it's righteousness." You love righteousness, hated wickedness. Even God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Thank you, Father, for raising our Lord and set Him up as a beacon of eternal salvation and everlasting redemption. We thank you, Father. Thank you for life campaign. Thank you for raising even the standard. Thank you for even empowering your children to come. Thank you for empowering your servants to minister to us. All the graces can never be bought with money. No human price can be put. Human price tag can be put on it. But you gave all this grace to us lavishly. Therefore we say thank you, Father, for raising your Son to anoint men and set them even to this effect. So Lord, even light that it's contained in the New Testament will be shared freely. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your servant in this house and your handmaid in Reverend Olabode and the wife Reverend Dinkwe Olabode. Thank you for giving them strength. Thank you for giving them wisdom. Thank you for blessing them with health. Thank you for making them stay even till this day. But Lord, we will happily serve you, continue with you. Thank you for the work you have raised them to do, even in this land. Thank you for making them a servant and a model, an example of light, understanding of you, things pertaining to you, things of your praise. Father, we thank you. Thank you for making them humble. Thank you for making them meek. Thank you for making them holy. Lord, I thank you for blessing them. I want to thank you for all your servants in the house today. I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing everyone. Thank you for making us to stay. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for giving life to our flesh. Thank you for giving life to our soul and spirit. Lord, thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for the resources that was invested into this convention in all realms. Thank you, God. Jesus, I thank you. Lord, I'm thanking you again for this hour. Thank you. I want to thank you. Father, thank you. Help me to go the way you want me to go. Help me to be a faithful steward this afternoon, this day. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me to serve you. Help me to serve you and your people. Help me. Lord, I key with this heart and trust you that, Lord, you will flow. You will minister through me. I priest of good things to come. I am under you. Thank you. Father, help me. Give me life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Open your Bible quickly. To the book of Daniel chapter 9, please. Thank you, Father. Daniel chapter 9. Are we there? Verse 23. At the beginning of thy supplication and thy commandment, I am come to shew thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. You can understand that word used for an Old Testament saint wasn't an ordinary word. It's actually, you're a son. Amen. That I love. So that was the angel that was telling Daniel, was telling him of his status in the Father's heart. How the Father loves him. And the word beloved is not just used anyhow in Scripture. In the New Testament doctrine, is actually a word of honor to people who have pleased God. He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." So, and of course, because it was this. Now, Daniel was loved more than many prophets, because Daniel didn't just receive prophecy. Daniel had understanding of prophecy. And it was not something that should occur in the Old Testament, but it occurred in the Old Testament because of God's love for Daniel. Daniel beat and broke some things in God's heart. Shout hallelujah. And a whole lot of, he saw the visions of God. He saw the visions of God. Praise God. I just want us to see something today, and then we'll go. I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved, therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. Amen. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Praise God. To seal up the vision and what again? And prophecy. Now, 70 weeks are determined. The word, you know that transgression is actually the breaking of the law. It's not... Here, transgression, it's for is the attitude of an offender of the law. You can transgress. Transgression begins, occurs with all sins. But transgression is very high when it is done in iniquity. sins and iniquity. These are the two things. Sins and iniquity. If this issue of sin is not taught, issue of defining sin, enlightening people to see sin, not to impute sin. I'm not talking about imputing sin, but we need to know what sin is. I hope I'm talking to all of us this morning. You'll not be able to press into the testament, because the issue of the testament, what is it? Testament. Hallelujah. It's a covenant. It's raised or given to make hands to wrongs. Without knowing what Daniel said here, there is no way church will be free. You can't know righteousness if you don't know sin. And when you know righteousness, you will know sin. When I'm saying knowing sin is not having intercourse with sin. It's just to see it, discern it, avoid it. Can we shout hallelujah? And it's so clear in scripture, it's clear that those who commit sin are ignorant. And if they are ignorant, then you need those who have know-how to heal ignorant, to come around and shed light on their in their ignorant state, so that they can be healed from their infirmity. And that's why a generation that does not have priests will stay in darkness. As long as there is darkness, sins will thrive. To buttress that, before I come, I will still come back here. Open your Bible to Acts chapter 26. Jesus was commissioning Paul for this sacred ministry of the New Testament. Jesus talked to Paul about a deliverance he's going to give to him, more than the one he had received just on the way to Damascus. He got born again at the entrance. Are you getting me? Just at the thrust into Damascus, he was born again. But Jesus said, I'm going to appear to thee again and show you things that will be for your deliverance. And mention to him the manner of the deliverance. But rise and stand up upon your feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. That's verse 16. To make thee a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and the things which I will appear unto thee. So when I'm appearing unto thee, I will be delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles that I send you to now. Because I have appeared unto you now, first appearance, you will go to the Gentiles. Then the next appearance will come while you are with the people I sent you. I will now deliver you from the Gentiles and from the people that I'm sending you. When I have delivered you, then you'll be able to carry out the work of deliverance again to the people that I sent you to before. So you do a second phase work. What is the work? You will now open their eyes. He's talking to him that you will be sent already. But you see, when you are gone to the people, you will not be able to open their eyes. So that tells us that Paul was first of all a minister of the milk of the word. That's why churches like Ephesus, churches like Colossae, the churches he established, he taught them faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all the saints. And when a season of doing well with that error comes to him. I have a report of your law, which is not to make mention of you in our prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, to which cause that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. Meaning open. He was praying for the opening of the eyes of the church. The church had faith. The church worked, had long. But with all the faith that the church had, they did well with the faith message that was committed to them. They did well with the love message that was committed on them, but they were still blind. So it's possible to have faith that can move mountain. You can still be blind. Faith that moves mountain does not profit me. It does not profit me. It does not profit me. I even say, hallelujah, though I had faith. Not so. That one can move mountain. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery, and knowledge, though I have faith, so that I can remove mountains, I have not charity. I am nothing. I am nothing. I am nothing. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
So, charity is not an ordinary thing. What makes you something is charity. What makes you something is what every one of us. So that church is Ephesus church had faith. They had love, not so. But yet they were blind. So somebody can be a sincere Christian and is yet and is still blind. Can we shout hallelujah? Go further to open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light. Amen. Open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. Turn them from darkness to light. Open their eyes. You can't turn people when you don't open their eyes. What was Paul doing in the school of Tyrannus morning and evening? Who can tell me? He was opening eyes so that they can turn from what's that? Darkness to light. When you turn from darkness to light, what happened? You now turn from the power of Satan unto the power of God. Hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen.
You can turn. If eyes aren't open, you will ignorantly be using the power of Satan to exist without knowing. When I'm saying power of Satan, not that you go to a bony man to collect fetish things or collect amulets, or I get in me. You are telling Satan, I want your power. That's not it. That's not the way. Power of Satan that he's talking about is the legitimate use of support for our natural life endeavor. It means the way you live on earth may not be by the grace of that is in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? But rather, you can be living by the influence of Satan without knowing. When I mean influence of Satan, it's difficult to explain. It's difficult to explain. As long as ignorance is present, Satan is working. As long as ignorance is what, sir? Who is working? It means there is a submission to Satan that we do without knowing. Do you get it? There is what every one of us, sir? Without knowing. Hallelujah. Let's see 17, thank you so much, of that chapter. 17 of that same chapter you have just opened. It says, and from henceforth walk not I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. So it's possible to be a Christian and walk like the way the Gentiles walk. So walk here is more than our obvious offenses that even the world knows. There is what is called holiness before everyone. Every unbeliever knows that you should not commit fornication. Cheat. Don't lie. There are offenses. There are things they call offenses. And it's clear. It's what scriptures call manifest. Things that are manifest. Works of the flesh are manifest. But there are other offenses that are not manifest to a natural eye. And that Satan has held in darkness. And we don't count as offenses, but what? And we see them as righteousness. Which God says there is a way which seemeth right to a man. But what happens to it? The end is the structure. If you ask a man, he will argue on the Father, this life is right. What have I done? Until understanding visit, then you'll be able to discern that I am not on the right path. And that is, if such resolve are not carried out, there is not going to be a deliverance into the manifestation of the kingdom of God. I will say, now what scripture calls walk. Amen. I want to say walk. Walk. As other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Vanity. What they understand life to be. What Gentile will call life. What a Gentile calls life. Amen. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Is what most Christians almost call life. What they call life. If you go to the Gentiles, see, some of them they are not as vain as some of us. Because vanity varies. Vanity varies. Shout hallelujah. Some Gentiles have some contentment. And some Christians don't have contentment. Meanwhile, we are supposed to own contentment and attain godliness, which is great gain. Shout hallelujah. So, it's a battle of the inside. Are we shouting amen? I hope I'm being understood this afternoon. Can we shout hallelujah? So give me Acts 26 to open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, or to power of God, that, this is it, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by what? That is where? Now, in Ephesians church was introduced to a faith. They had their faith. I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. I heard of your faith, but not faith that is in Jesus. Jesus said, there is a faith in me, and the purpose of the faith in me is to make you sanctify. Amen. Is to sanctify you by the faith that is where? That is in me. So when Paul began to pray for their eyes to be open, what was he praying for? To touch the faith that is in him. So by the time they live by the faith that is in him, then there will be, hallelujah, a remission of sins. Not on the cross, not on the right hand side of the majesty and high, but a remission in the people. And if we are not remitted, or sins are not forgiven, now what forgiven? It's, hear the word, is it? That you may receive the forgiveness of sins. Receive, to receive. If eyes aren't open, there is no way you can receive the forgiveness of sin. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. That they may receive forgiveness of sins, then and inheritance amongst them which are sanctified by the faith that is in me. These inheritance are two things making one. It is corn, life and peace, or life and godliness. Life and peace and life is the redemption itself. After sanctification, what comes next is redemption. But of whom are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. I will still take it further. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification. The last thing is what, sir? Redemption. So when eyes are open, they are open to this effect, to come into the dimension where you are redeemed. So a redeemed man, are you listening to me, is a man who has attained godliness or peace. And Jesus said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. I give you glory. Then the next verse that I want us to touch, to also buttress this, is Ephesians 1 verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. We have, not we had. We have it. If we have it, it's still there and it's being used. We have redemption through his blood. This redemption is the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So the redemption is now translated, it's actually forgiveness of sins. And you can't have redemption of forgiveness of sins, which is called redemption, without receiving riches of his grace. Riches are things that grace supply, or riches are wealth that are gracious. So without those things, grace imperfect. If I need grace for the forgiveness of sins, hallelujah, eyes must be open. And when eyes are open, they made available to us the blood of Jesus, or the blood of Christ, which in turn supply to us riches. And these riches are gracious, and these graces moves us into a state of being cleansed. So without grace you cannot be cleansed. So you can see semicolon at the end of grace. How do I appropriate grace? That was saying, wherein he had made available towards us in wisdom, all wisdom and prudence. All wisdom and prudence. So I cannot use grace without coming into wisdom. That's why Jesus has to be made unto us wisdom to assess grace for righteousness. Then grace for sanctification. Then grace for redemption. So it is grace that would delete sins to make me godly, to bring me into a place of being sanctified. So no one can use this grace if his eyes aren't open. So you can see the reason for prayer in chapter 1. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and what again? And revelation. Where? So you can see the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is to locate what blood will offer Understanding is to hold what wisdom has found. Wisdom searches out the riches. Understanding make them a storage. When it is a storage, it becomes knowledge. They become things you know. When you now know them, you own them. No, when you remove K, is own. When known, things you have known are things that are your own. And when you own them, you will now know how to use them. These are things that transact on the inside. So you can see that these things are processes. So I am not talking about the experience of new birth and the cleansing that comes with it. But I'm talking about the cleansing that makes a spiritual man. So the reason people are not growing is because of sins. So I am talking about sins that attacks growth. Sins that attacks growth. So some sins were designed by Satan to make people not to be spiritual or not to grow. Are we saying amen? Please, do you get what I'm trying to say to you? So who is a spiritual man? A spiritual man is a man who have access wisdom. Who does not think like the Gentile thinks. Who is free from vain thought. Am I clear? So when you see Daniel saying, a time will come, they will make an hand of sin. And then what will happen? It means many will be wise. So in scripture, wise people are holy people. When wisdom is apparent, and when wisdom is in place, for purity's sake. I'm talking about spiritual wisdom. Not just wisdom to make money. Wisdom for life. Wisdom that will present you before God. We give glory to God. That kind of wisdom, hallelujah, when it's coming to us, is to change us from, is to translate us from the hold of Satan. How? Because Satan also sold wisdom to own people. Satan has designed a life by which men live, and that life is called sin. That's why that life in itself is a mystery. So you need a mystery to untie us from mystery. It's called, and that's why the Bible says, if a deacon does not hold the mystery of faith is the faith that is in him. Churches were strong in those days. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I give glory to God. Amen. In Daniel chapter 12, it says, many shall be made white. Many shall be made white. Verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, and the wicked shall do wickedly, and no, none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. So that tells us the wicked will not come into being made white because they are wicked, but who will understand, sir? So you can see wisdom and purity are synonymous. They shall be wise and shall understand. It means I can attain whiteness without wisdom and what's an understanding. So who is a wicked man? A wicked man is he who is still using the counsel. Is using the counsel of the ungodly. And anyone who uses the counsel of the ungodly is not blessed. So the beginning of blessing is to refuse the counsel of the ungodly. The counsel of the ungodly is the counsel of the vanity of the vain Gentile, the vain mind. That counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man that walketh not. Is it the walk? Walk. Walk not. David said it. Walk not. I love the word walk here. Walk is not, it's beyond, you don't walk in fornication. Those are faults, weaknesses of the body. Walk is what you use as life endeavor. Oh, am I communicating to you? So you don't walk in malice. Malice is not a walk. Walk is life. So I'm talking about sin that are designed as lifestyle. Sin is life. Hallelujah. Sin is a kind of life. That's what they call it, sin and death. Opposite of life is death. This is how you know priest. A priestly should keep knowledge. The law of life and peace. Give me Malachi. For the priest lives should keep knowledge, and they should seek the Lord at his mouth, for he is a messenger of the Lord of hosts. Okay, give me the verse before. The law of truth was found in his mouth. Iniquity was not found in his lips. For he walked with me in peace and equity, and they turned many away from. It's a priest that can turn people away. So when they were sending Paul into turning people from iniquity or sins, Jesus was announcing to him his priestly ministry, his entrance into priesthood. I don't know, maybe I'm communicating to you. It can only teach a priest to teach you to discern between that which is holy and profane, that which is unclean and clean. It can only take a priest, because you need light to see the snare of the fowler. The snare. How Satan traps men and keep them under in darkness is by offering what is not really life, what looks like life. Satan can give you a life measure of 80 years and sell it to you, and you will run and fight to live in it. Satan to offer lives, but what is offering as life is sin. So you mean you won't be able to look for God. You will not be able to serve the Lord. You will not be able to love the Lord with all your might. How do you know sin? That which defeats faith and render impotent the ability to put reliance on God completely. That's how you know sin. That's the strength of sin. Hallelujah. So sin is not only defined as the works of the flesh, but sin is actually, first of all, a life force. It's a life force, something that has root to living. So Satan designed life and package it. What did Adam saw in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What did Eve saw? The woman saw that the tree is able to make one wise. Oh Lord. Eh? If it is wisdom, it means she saw life. It was life she saw. Because wisdom, natural wisdom, also paints what's a breakthrough to life. You know, life comes when men found wisdom. They say money is a defense. Wisdom also is wisdom. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom was a giveth life. So she saw life, wisdom in the tree. Adam didn't see sickness in the tree. Eve never saw. Adam has seen the tree before Eve. Because Adam had sight more than the wife. He was first form. So he discerned the tree and knew what the tree could do. But he didn't tell the woman that this tree could make this. I didn't know he told her. He would be obliged to tell her also that we shouldn't eat it. Even though he only told her we should not eat it, but never told her what was in it. So that was a wisdom strategy. Adam had desire to eat the tree. Don't you say Adam pitied his wife? Never. Adam did not pity his wife. Adam had desire to eat the tree. Hallelujah. He knew what was in the tree. The woman ate the tree. Nothing happened. You can eat that tree and nothing will happen. If you bring a small boy, a small girl, somebody who don't have spiritual understanding, somebody who doesn't have capacity to unlock the powers of that tree, will eat the tree and tree meaneth nothing. He who has power to unlock the tree was he who had stature to open up the key that was in the tree. As he touched the tree, the powers of the tree opened and they died. Do you know there are certain things you commit, God does not even hold you for it because you don't have age. There are certain things some believers will do, God won't do. But some believers will do it, they can kill them for it. You can say, you can't tell God, and brother, that one, this, and God will say, and so what? Are you him? Hallelujah. Did you get that? Shout hallelujah. So you can't say, so because Eve, that's why Paul gave commandment to one of the churches. He said, let every woman in church, let them keep silence. Let them ask from their husband. Are you listening to me? Things that ought to be taught. And let it means husband also. You can't, he's not talking about ignorant husband. It means that church, men in that church were men of great knowledge. They were ministers. I'm talking about congregation that are ministers. When their husband is teaching them, ministry flows from the husband. That is how home is supposed to be. The house of Priscilla and Aquila, they didn't start as minister. They were brethren. They met one man who was mighty in scripture called Apollos, who was teaching the baptism of John. And then they called him aside and instructed him in the way properly. They were just husband and wife. So their home was ministry. Later on they became pastors of people. Church was formed in their house. Am I communicating to you? Hallelujah. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I don't want to go too far here because of our topic. Take me back to Daniel. So it's clear. A thought of new creation realities, I see it as a weakling approach to sin. They see sin as pardon. I even told people, even exaggerated it and say, even when you commit fornication or commit certain sin, you don't need to ask for forgiveness. Because you have been forgiven of for papa's sins, of the ones you are committing and the one you have not committed. Past, present, future. Now that shows how not knowledgeable even preachers are, not knowing that is not God. Why forgiveness? It's not because God will hold grudge against you. It's not God that is affected. God is not touched. Oh, honestly, it's not because I'm angry with you. God is not like that. You are the one who has problem. You are the one who is being affected. No sin, no matter how little it is, that does not affect your soul. So you need the blood for washing. So the reason for confession is to recognize it. Pin it. Are you listening to me? Present it. Say it to God. For the availability of the blood. To turn from it. If not, if damage is struck. So that's the problem. So our new creation reality is more about what God has done. They don't know. You see, confession is awesome, but confession and with ignorance concerning the sacrament, the Holy Rite, the New Testament, the covenant. The covenant cannot be assessed without knowledge. It's a priestly secret. So that's my prayer, that God will pour priests into churches to remind us and to cause us to know the law of our God. Priests like Ezra, who taught Israel. Are you getting me? Who taught Jews in Judea. Hallelujah. In Jerusalem. They did not even know the law. Artaxerxes sent him to Jerusalem to teach Israel the law of their God. When they had the law, hey! So we have a law like this called our constitution. They began to cry. That's why when priests are teaching, eyes are open to know that we have something valuable. Without constitution, you are not a nation. Without your constitution, you won't realize your peopleship. Without constitution and your law, you will not know your commonwealth. We have a wealth. Our wealth is not like the world. Our wealth is not like the unbelievers. Our wealth is not like the Gentiles' wealth. We have a commonwealth, which the Gentiles are alienated from. Separate from. But Jesus has purchased it for us in the blood. Open to the book of Daniel. Finally, I just... Jesus, thank you for helping me to go this route. So it will take 70 weeks at the time and upon thy people, upon the holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins. So I said transgression is the breaking of the law. Transgression can never be done except someone has received law and turn around to destroy it. You see, if I make myself a transgressor, if I destroy the things which I have built, have I not made myself a transgressor? So it's not every kind of person that can transgress. So in 1 John chapter 3, he called sin the transgression of the law. Meaning, it's not a law that is being imported newly to you, but what you have become, and you broke it down and destroyed it. When Jesus has taught you law and opened your eyes and cleansed you through the opening of your eyes, and you turn around and killed what they have given you as the holy commandment, and you murder yourself, who you are murdering is Christ in you that is formed by the law. You are a transgressor. Anybody who has heart to kill his laws, like Satan did, Lucifer committed transgression from the beginning. How? Things were prepared in him, but he merchandised them. He sold them for nothingness. And he died. Remember? He didn't die because of ignorance. How did he die? He died willingly. If we willfully sin. That's the meaning of that, sir. So there is no sin willfully without knowledge. a sin you are not committing in ignorance. I get it, it's a willful sin. Oh, when I'm in ignorance, oh, I know and I commit. No, that's not it. There is no... ignorance is still in place when knowledge, law, is not being taught. But when you teach knowledge, you remove the ignorance. Hallelujah. So a transgressor is he who is no longer ignorant and had received the Lord, used it and began to... Further on, because of something else, he began to break those laws. So, you can transgress in sin. You can be a transgressor and you commit sins. When it says sins, hear me, is when your eyes are open. Are you listening to me? And God has made an end of it. So what God wants to heal, look at me, is that nature of a transgressor. Somebody who we always turn, the nature of a dog and a swine. Whom you should not commit holy things to. Holy things or pearls or what, sir? Is it never commit holy? Give it to Matthew chapter 7. Quickly. I'm still teaching about this issue of sin. Give not that which is holy to dogs. Cast not yet your pearls before swine. Your pearls, holy to dogs. Pearls, swine. Lest they trample them on the feet and turn again to rend you. Holy things to dogs. A dog is a Gentile. That's what the Old Testament call all nations apart from Israel. Jesus even said it. He said, I won't take children's bread and give it to dogs. And Jesus, that woman said, no, even the crumbs, the dogs feed on them. A dog had faith. Children at the table could not eat their food, even though the food was set to them at the table. I hope I'm communicating to you. Can we shout hallelujah? So don't give holy things to dogs. Now here, holy thing to dogs. When in Jesus' time, it's not just only the Gentiles that are dogs. Even the Jews are dogs. In their soul, they are not dogs outwardly, but they are dogs inside. Inwardly, because they seek what the Gentiles seek. Not so. All these things the Gentiles seek. What are the things the Gentiles seek? Who can tell you? Take no thought for your life. For what? And what where? And what again? I met some Jew, maybe from Jew people. I was living maybe from Poland or Austria to London. So they sat beside me, so I just moved to one of them. I'm talking about proper Jew dressed as a rabbi. You know that those Jew with suit with the cap, and then you have them a lot in London, you have them in America. So I moved closer to one of them and just said, thank God for you people for the privilege of the scripture. That you people paid a lot to make sure we have the Bible. He said, today he not said to me, that's nothing to all of us. It's our life. It's not a sacrifice. Then later on, I said, this is weighty. That this one can come in the mouth from Jew. But later on, we began talking, and he now said to me, he said, I had even book as Christian, you don't like wealth. And you don't like all the money, take the money and all this. Then, though he was talking some, but I saw something. I saw affinity to wealth. That's why the Jews like to be rich physically. So Jesus was trying to turn the Jews to true riches. That your life should not be the riches of the Gentile. Now, why will the Gentiles need food? Why will they need clothing? Clothing is not just clothes. Clothing is also covering. Name, identity. To have status is clothing. That is the reason people walk. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewith shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. Nature of a dog. This is how Satan configured nations of the earth to be a dog. Who is a dog, sir? Simply, who can tell me who is a dog? Why? What is your thought, sir? You know, that's a defeatism on the species called human being. It wasn't think. Adam was not created to think. It does not even have clothes. It means he wasn't think. He doesn't think of need. Please, it's the truth. Adam was not bothered about dressing. It means God does not want him to think of food, of clothing. He covered him with glory. He was naked and he did not know. Can I go further? Can I say amen?
Amen.
Can I say amen?
Amen?
Issue of food, he prepared it. He filled the gardens with fruits so his body could survive. Now, he was not eating for the fullness of his belly. He was eating to live so that the body can be sustained. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. Shout hallelujah. But we run for food so that we will not die. We run to eat. We labor to eat. Hallelujah. We labor to wear clothes. Yes, the Bible says now, you have to now balance what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say, that you can walk and eat, but it's not life to you. Because he that does not walk, let him not eat. Oh my God. Jesus said, all these things, what, sir? But seek him first. So seeking is different from walking. Seeking has another intent to eat. When it has become sick, a thing you seek, the thing has become your God. It's your master. So that's why at times when you want to suffer those things, somebody can curse God. Because man and those things are in the same place. Imagine man side by side with a level of food. Jankoku, am I lying to you, sir? Clothing. When someone says, all that is important to me as a man is to make sure I eat and my family eat, and that's all. No, that is the grass talking. Somebody who is not aware of another life, higher than that. You can see a guy very, very, have access, working hard, and he's. And the reason why he's doing that is that he expects to be praised. That's a real breadwinner. May you not be a breadwinner.
Amen.
It's a demotion when you're a breadwinner. Is that all you can do? Labor not for the bread that perisheth. He's a breadwinner, meaning winning bread. I should win more than bread.
Yes,
what you are set to do is to destroy principalities and power. Do exploit. Not winning bread. Especially if I win bread. Hallelujah, win bread. And then a man thought by winning bread he has gotten something. You have actually won the bread of sorrow. But there is a bread we should labor for. Labor for that bread which perisheth not. Oh, some say, Reverend K, you discouraged ambition. I'm not. I only place ambition where it's supposed to be. There is ambition in God, though. It's called holy ambition. And God wants to raise man from the dust and set him on his foot. Hallelujah. I think this justice has been done. Justice has been done. Let's see 9. Hallelujah. That chapter 9, okay. 70 weeks are appointed upon thee, to the weeks are determined upon thy people. This is for Israel, upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin. You know, I have talked to you about sins, to make an end of it. A time is coming on earth, majority of mankind will be cleansed from sins. And then God will move to iniquity. Hallelujah. And then what happened? Reconcile it. You make reconciliation for iniquity. Iniquity is another kind of sin, higher than the first sin. These are two major dimensions to sin. Sins and iniquity. And your sins and iniquity, I will remember no more. Hebrews chapter 8. And their sins and iniquity, I will remember no more. I will remember no more. When a covenant is done on your heart, your sins and iniquity, then after that sins and iniquity, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquity will I remember no more. I love the word will I remember no more. No more. Will I not? I will not remember. I will tell you the truth. I will let you. If law is not written in our heart, law will still be remembered. God will still be what, my brother? Immediately you come, not on the throne, but you. What Jesus did concerning these things, he did them somewhere, not on us. God has allocated this season that the church should be sprinkled. Because according, you will check patterns in the Old Testament, not so. Moses built an altar under the mountain, took bulls and goats, cut them, pour out their blood in the basins. Moses sprinkled the altar, took the book. When he sprinkled the altar, then called the people, read all the precepts. When you are reading all the precepts, meaning teach all the law, then what happened? Then sprinkled the law. Then sprinkled the people, meaning he enjoined the people to the law. That is how they can have connection to the altar. What the altar has done will not be received by the people when the precepts are not in place. So you need someone who can carry the law. When you carry the law, you will invite the blood. When you invite the blood, then speak to the people. As you are speaking to the people, you are sprinkling to the people. You sprinkle the people. You sprinkle the people by teaching them the law. So it's clear the law is from the blood. The testament is in the blood. So when you see a priest is a fetcher of law from the blood. It's not all human beings that can read blood. You can't. Don't you see all those who read blood in our natural profession have white clothes? Why are they using white clothes for? Why that white? Eh? Why white, sir? They are priests. Because they use magnifying glass. They don't use, you can't read blood like this. Natural blood. You need and hate. Then they will see what is wrong in your blood. A disease. God is using the natural to teach us the spiritual. It's only the priest that can read your blood. Then read the blood of Jesus. And take your anomaly and substitute it with the blood of Jesus. When they are doing that, they are carrying out the ministry of Jesus on earth. Please, we shouldn't joke with the law. That's why there is no deliverance from sin. Except through the law, first of all, of the Spirit of life, that's in Christ Jesus. And when we walk, we are made free. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Am I clear? Law is power. The law of sin and death is the power of Satan. The power of Satan is beyond somebody who is possessed. When somebody who is possessed, demon is out. When you cast a demon, you still need to help the man from a law. Now you can't cast out the law of sin and death. You can't pray it out. You can teach it out. You teach it and break it. I mean, now teach the person how to walk. Don't just give him the law. Teach the person. That's why pastoral work is very essential. You pastor the people to the law. You pastor and condition the people to walk under the law until they are free. The law makes free. The law brings liberty. Teaching of the law makes free. There is no freedom, hallelujah, except the law is taught. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So to make an end of sin is to expire sins among many. A time will come, many will not be vain anymore. A time is coming on earth, sin will no longer be popular. You don't get me? I said sin will no longer be popular. How? When is it going to be done? It's darkness. Is the sign is darkness, thick darkness upon mankind. Then the teacher of light will arise that will communicate light to deliver people from their sins and their iniquity. We are in the greatest time of the advent of the kingdom. This darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people more. But I'm already in my spirit seeing the expiration and the end of iniquity. Well, how will God do it? He will produce light. Men who will tear darkness into pieces. If Paul did it in how many cities? How many nations? Hallelujah, continents. One man. If you produce 10,000 Paul, ministers are many, but they have tried. But God wants to raise more ministers. Ministers who stand deeper in the grace of our God, who address this issue of sin. Can we shout hallelujah? I've seen that done in Lagos. Reverend Busisa, when we came to Lagos, Lagos was bad. But God told us, and God positioned me near the university to be teaching. And you see, most of these centers are near universities. Why is God doing that? Because it's a place of learning. Are you listening? Those kids can learn. So we kept teaching. And then this word entered into the university. Sir, UNILAG now is safer than most Christian school. I'm not lying to you. If you want your child to like God, send the child to UNILAG. It's teaching. It's nothing but teaching. It's a Bible school. It's a priestly school. Jesus has taken UNILAG and is using it to raise people. Shout hallelujah. How many, have you seen what is done here in Adeyemi College of Education? How God has invaded that school? How many ministers have come out of there? And how many children are getting because of teaching? It's teaching. Teaching the law. Teaching, I say, UNILAG is safer than many Christian schools. Many Christian schools are also suffering. With all our rules and tight law, boys are still breaking the law. But this time around, okay, come, is this sin? Sin to the altar was mercy. Then jam the law. We've seen evil turn to good. Oh, you see, testimony. Girls that have gone far, God converting them. You know, we give testimony more concerning car and houses. But God is restoring back a ministry that will turn people away from their iniquity. You know, like the SUs of those days did it. God is going to do it in a higher degree. Very great degree. You won't know. When you see a fellow, you won't know how holy the person is. Because all the law will be taught. All holinesses will be given. Because let me know, our major calling is to be holy. Do you agree with me? Our major what, sir? We are calling to holiness. Shout hallelujah. I just want to quickly finish this. I'm almost through. Just bear with me. I'm to bring in. Bring in. I love the one you make an end of sins and make reconciliation for iniquity. You will bring in an everlasting righteousness. Bring in everlasting right. We have righteousness and we have the one that is everlasting. What you use in replacing sin, when you remove sin, these sins from man, what do you replace it with? Righteousness. You know, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So the first thing you get in the kingdom is righteousness. Is that so? Do you believe that? The first potter of the kingdom is righteousness. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but the kingdom is righteousness, peace. So when you make an end of sins, you implant into that space righteousness. When you remove iniquity, what do you put there? Everlasting righteousness. Amen. Another word for righteousness is life. Romans 8, righteousness is life. It says your body is dead because of sin. Your spirit is life because of righteousness. So wherever there is righteousness, there is life. Wherever there is everlasting righteousness, what is there? You didn't hear me. Wherever there is righteousness, there is life. Wherever there is what? There is what, sir? Everlasting. Is that understood? So life, life, everlasting. Can we shout hallelujah? Then the next thing is to now seal up the vision and prophecy. And to, the last thing is to anoint what, my brother? The most holy. Can we say anoint the most holy? Seal up the vision. Say it again. Seal up the vision. And what again? And prophecy. Say seal up the vision. Shout it, every one of us. And what again? Can we shout that again? Seal up the vision and prophecy. The two are together. One is a vision, the other is a prophecy. Shout hallelujah. One is a vision, the other is what, my brother? Now, we can't seal up the vision and prophecy if we have not attained everlasting life. It is at the dawn of the day we seal up the vision and prophecy. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say it again? Is at the dawn of the day. We what, my brother? Because the everlasting life is the last prophecy. Not so. Let's see. So we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Hallelujah. A more sure word of prophecy. This is the word of prophecy to children of God. To those who have life. To those who have righteousness. Those who are going to everlasting life. You need prophecy. Whereon you do well, as you take it as unto a light that shineth in dark place, until the day dawn and the day star, what's that? Arise in your heart. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen?
Amen.
What will happen? The day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. This is it. Shout hallelujah. A dark place, a dark place, a dark place, a dark place. I love the word a dark place, a dark place. What is dark place? Something can be a dark place, but it's not completely darkness. The holy place is a dark place because it's not a realm of absolute light. But there is another place more than the holy place. It's not a dark place. Shout hallelujah. Is a light place. If you want to turn holy place into holiest of all, you just need light. Now, I can look at me, every one of you. I can be a holy place heart. not holiest of all heart. Depending on the light I have trapped. Holy place light or holy place heart. When I am holy placed heart, shout hallelujah, my meal is limited. And my offering is still limited. I have a barrier. I have a barrier. My offering stops at the veil. I have a limitation. I can't see God. Even though I know the Lord. Isaiah saw the Lord. Where? In the holy place. In the holy place, those angels who saw the Lord called Seraphim could not cover their face. One, they had six wings. Two, cover their face. Two were men, made them to maintain and fly. And two, cover their body. They don't have capacity to see he who came. That is an insignia that we can still see God with what, my brother? Not with open face, as in a glass. We can prophesy there. We will prophesy darkly. Am I talking to you? We can prophesy there. We will prophesy darkly. Just to give you an importance, just to hear me. Even Isaiah saw those seraphims, their display, but yet it was a realm of holiness, a realm of sanctification. You know, that's a very high place. Hallelujah. A realm of sanctification. And one of the seraphim look, say unto one another, holy, holy is the Lord. Is the Lord of hosts. He dare not call God. Because he doesn't have capacity to call God. Those who call God are those who don't have anything on their face. Like the cherubims of glory. See how they praise God. Lord God Almighty. They call all the names. The seraphim stops at Lordship because they are still away. They don't know God, but they know the Lord. The Lord God told Moses, he said to me, Moses, by this name I will appear unto the children of Israel. He said, but by my name Almighty that your fathers knew me with, I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Israel does not know me yet. I'm not yet their God. I'm just the God of their fathers, but not their God. In Exodus chapter 20, he now said, it is high time for me to become their God. And that's the reason why I brought you on an eagle wings. Exodus chapter 19. Say unto Israel. Shout hallelujah. Say it again. Say unto Uzzah. Let's see Exodus 19. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Moses went up to God. Verse 3. You have seen what I did unto Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle wings and brought you to myself. This is at the mountain of Sinai. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, and all the earth is mine. Then that's when he now named the rest of the promises. It shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words I shall say unto the children of Israel. Now, peculiar treasure unto me means you will be my people. Sir, you what, sir? People like Abraham. Say it again, sir. Isaac. Who are they, sir? They are people. They are the one you can call people. That was the name Israel. Before he could change his name to Israel, people of God, he has to war. They have to actually dislocate his thigh from his body. Huh? He had a disclosure. So his name was changed. God wants to change names. When they are changing your name, he was working with his strength before. They change his name by putting a finger in the hollow of his thigh. And the man blessing you, a prince to God and a prince to the people, with the people. Our power both with God and with the people. Hallelujah. So I want to let you know, I'm running. God cannot be your God. It's not an ordinary word. You know that one? God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob is a high attainment. Do you know that's what they did to Jesus? See how they introduce him? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the God. When in the New Testament, he is now known by the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. You know, when Jesus resurrected, Mary wanted to hug him. He said, no, I'm going to my God, who is your God, and my Father, which is your Father. So to own God, hallelujah, you have to fulfill covenant. It's the covenant of the holiest. Hallelujah. So once you see through a dark place in the holy place, you are limited to shoe bread that a priest eat. But there is another bread, most holy bread, which belongs to the most holy place. And that comes as the feeding of prophecy. Prophecy are the bit and bits of light that will form day. As prophecy is being said, light is coming. Light is coming. Now, sir, if you want to raise prophets of everlasting light, because they should be prophets, not prophets by calling, but prophets by nature. Like someone like Abraham. Abraham was not just a prophet by calling, he was a prophet by nature. You won't see him prophesying like Ezekiel. He was a prophet by nature. Everything about his life was prophetically driven. So Jesus too came in that order. Even though Jesus preached, but Jesus was a prophet of nature. He had a prophetic stature on the inside of him. How? He carried prophecy. Prophecy is lifestyle. Now, everlasting life is a high prophecy. Everlasting life is what, sir? So when you see light everlasting is being shared, prophecy is being given. And when you do it, you fulfill prophecy. And when you fulfill prophecy, you fulfilled life. There are landmarks for all of the prophecy. To finish the prophecy is to actually come to the day dawn. When you say you are finishing prophecy, you are making the day to dawn. You get me? Say amen. Amen. I just want to re-explain what Reverend Busi was talking about. The giving of the day breaking into morning. I want to say the day dawn. This day dawn, so that you have understanding, is not a day that is dawn with sunlight. It's a day without sunlight. Meaning it's a morning. Remember in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1 is actually a manifestation of prophecy. Each day, for 6 days, God was doing prophecy. He was shedding light until he has fully dawned the light. Then he now raised man on the sixth day. Man was the last creature, but actually he is the first. They only did all the works they wanted to do. Not just on earth, all the works were done in him. So when he rose up, sea was in him, land was in him, sunlight was in him. He's not just having dominion, was not put on earth to oppress the earth, but he carried the earth. He was actually the remote. Am I talking to you? It was that work that God did on the sand. They were preparing his dominion realm from him. Everything that you saw on the earth, they were in Adam. His heavens are in him. Stars are in him. Are you getting me? See, they were in him. That's why he could control it. He could talk to them. He could name the animals. He understood the habitat because they were wrought in him. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you say amen. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Anytime God is around, he's about to walk. Eh? And he walks with that name called the Father. Is it the personality called Father? Is the walker. Is the creator of day. Is the manager of prophecy. Am I communicating to you? Is the manager of what, my brother? Of prophecy. Is the officiator of prophecy. Is the one who knows how to place prophecy. So when God is making you walk through prophecy, he's giving you a whole full day. It's actually one day. Today! It is two a day. If you check Hebrew, it is two a day. Today! Give me Hebrew. When you hear his voice, have you seen it, sir? Shout hallelujah. Give me chapter 3. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost say, you see it? It is not today together. Two. Then day. Meaning, the day starts gradually. Until the day is done. What are they using this day to? Every morning light of morning day. There is a morning called day. There is what, my brother? All of you should shout that, I beg you, sir. Can we say it again, everyone? And it can be introduced gradually. Can we say amen? It can what, my brother? Now, they can't give you that day. It will crush you. It will kill you. You can't carry this. It's a, what do you call it? It's the ministration of glory. It is the ministration of glory. If you are not prepared for it, you can't receive it. You can't receive it when you're not prepared. So, sins must be made an end of. Because it's also a day of reconciliation. Say it, son. And those who have been reconciled have been turned into prophets. What makes you prophet here is to carry each day in you. Measurement. Unto the fullness of it. That day, all the days makes the stature of the Son of God. All the day make the stature of the sons of God. Now, the purpose of the day is to walk. The Father walker, it to high walk. What God does each day is for you to actually walk also, cooperate with God in walking. Now, do the walk of day. Do what, my son? Because each day, God is talking. Until the day will dawn. And when the day is done, you will become a carrier of fullness. Say it again, son. Son, we need the day to dawn. Say it again, sir. All of you, are you saying I'm not hearing you? What did I say? Each day here, sir. It's a walk. Is a walk. God used those days to walk. Not so. What does God do, sir? Where is he walking? In you. You two, you should what, sir? Cooperate. Meaning, you he walks, then you walk. You walk. Walk in that light. Walk in that light. As he is walking, walk in that light. It is God who walketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is not of him that willeth, it is not of him that runneth. It is God that showeth mercy. Work out your salvation. Is work out the prophecy. With what, sir? With trembling and fear. Just keep working it out. Working. Now, that working it out, those who can walk are those who are Christ. Those who have made an end of sins. To make an end of reconciliation is an Herculean task. Is a task that a natural man can't undertake. You need muscles. You need strength for it. Who can tell me why? 2 Corinthians chapter 6 mention why. Because it's also a time of great temptation. For to this effect, the high priest went to heaven, sat at the right hand side of the majesty on high, to intercede, to take steps according to righteousness. Let's see it now. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 1. Hallelujah. 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 We then as workers together with him beseech you also that ye receive the grace of God not in vain. The grace of God is the light of God. Is the light of the day. For he said, I've had thee in the time accepted. Not in the year. There's one that's called acceptable year. There's one that's called acceptable time. Acceptable time is the end of the acceptable year. Am I talking to you? So acceptable time enters into the day. Acceptable time is the day you accepted. Acceptable year is to make me acceptable. Are you getting so I can be accepted into the beloved, into the holiest of all? Hallelujah. The only place is a year of acceptability. That's why there are three wheels to the kingdom. Good, acceptable, and perfect. So Hebrews say, go unto perfection. Move from your acceptable year into your water. Perfect into your day. Perfection is a whole day which God speaks per time. It's process because you can't take it. For each day there is a temptation. Look at me. So in the acceptable time, in the day of salvation, have I succored thee? Okay. Behold, now is the accepted time. And behold, now is the day of salvation. So the day of salvation is the accepted time. What is the accept time? Those who have been accepted into the holiest, that time they took them in. So they, as they took them into the holiest, they met the day of salvation. It's not easy to appropriate day. Day is a season that reconciliation is effected. Season of being reconciled to God. That's the season when they made us the righteousness of God. At the same time, the day encapsulate or explain the ministration of glory. When you are teaching people to trap the day, you are making them priests of reconciliation. Listen, to deal with our God is a high task. Or to serve our God, we need to learn to serve our God. Our God is great. Serving him, we need to be trained. So without reconciliation, you can't serve him. And he has a season of service. Can we shout hallelujah? What is the season of service? It's that season of the day of salvation. Now, when God is being served, salvation is taking place. We say, listen to me. God doesn't shine light and it is not saving. That saving means sealing. Anytime God is saving, that is the time you acquire wisdom to be wiser than Satan. You acquire wisdom to be better than angels. You acquire wisdom to be better than what iniquity serves. Iniquity is, like I say it again, if sins is beyond just fornication, what of iniquity? What of iniquity? What is iniquity Jesus hated? Why would the throne must be considered given to Jesus? Because one, he hated iniquity. And what again? And loved righteousness. Iniquity is not easily what, sir? It's not something a man can what? Can resist easily. That's why it's a time of temptation. It's a time of temptation. Are you getting it? It's what, my brother? The iniquity and righteousness. You dangle two bread before sons. That's the time of temptation for sons of God. They have been made. But at the same time, it's a season. God chose that season also to also deal with his enemy. For Jesus knew that trend very well. So he went up to go and begin to intercede. That's the time. It's a day of salvation. Time accepted is the time he's succoring us. Why is this succoring us? So you won't choose wrongly. Thank God he will help us. What is help? He will give us butter and honey. So that we can learn to refuse the evil. And what again, sir? And choose the good. May God make us choose the good. Yes. But I am persuaded you will choose the good. Yes. All of you say, I am persuaded. neither life, death, things present, things to come. Those are realms of iniquity. Those are things of iniquity. Things that want to separate you. Satan will bring them to separate you. Now, how you will do? Hallelujah. That's when you will do the commandment of God, which is the love of God. Love of God. Love of God. As against Satan's offer. In my little realm, I have fought iniquity. I have fought. If I tell you, Satan will present iniquity. You won't know it's iniquity. It does not appear like iniquity. But do you know heaven helps us? Heaven helps me. Something will just come. Help. Butter and honey. Say it again, son. He aids me to overcome. You need to do the overcoming to the last time. Last fullness of day. Then the day dawn. When you now have that day, you have the first morning. That first morning is a day call. The day of God. That day of God. Yeah. That's the season we now say we have actually sealed prophecy and the vision. You fulfilled prophecy. To fulfill prophecy is to make an end of reconciliation. Fulfill your reconciliation to become an ambassador. You must become what, sir? An ambassador. Everybody say ambassador. Say it again. You know, people like Paul arrive at that state. They were ambassador to churches because they could minister reconciliation to churches. Paul traveled far. I for one believe that 2 Corinthians was not written immediately. 2 Corinthians must have been written in the time Hebrew was written. The season of the discourse of reconciliation, time of the holiest of all for the body of Christ, entering into the holiest of all. Now, it's not easy. This thing, I will just summarize in the evening. I will come and teach it by His grace. But I just want to show you something about the dawning. When that day dawns, like I say, a day is blessed. A person is blessed. The work of the day is finished. To make the day yours, says my brother, because you should own the day, don't let it go back. How do you own the day? A star shall arise. Star are the seal of the day. You know, the screw of a body. You know, God stretched out the heavens as a curtain. And what did He put inside? He put stars. You see that the heavens did not roll away until the stars. They said it fell down by a mighty wind. It means what that heaven that divided as a scroll. The scroll is like a paper, is like a garment. Are you listening to me? So the spread of heaven, what screwed the heaven, are stars. So the heavens won't depart, look at me, until their stars fall. When you remove the screws, what happens, sir? So to actually keep a day, what do you do, sir? Put a star. So it is not just going to be a day dawn. The day star shall arise. The day star, we shouldn't come to just the day dawn, but we should best start of today. We should wait until the day star. What, sir? Arise. Where? In our heart. Can we shout that, sir? Say the day star. I'm not hearing you say that, everyone of them. These are part and parcel of the day dawn activity. When the day is done, we should not say, okay, we the day is, but God wants to also bless us with the day star. The day star should arise. Now, what is this day star? What are these stars? Amen. While I was sitting down yesterday here, while Reverend Helen was ministering, God was saying these things to me. I was also downloading it. Amen. When the message was going, I was downloading it. And God told me, the day star are angels. Angels of the day. Angels of the walk. Do you know the mystery of the seven stars and the candlestick in the book of Revelation? Do you get me? The candlesticks, what are they, sir? They were the seven churches. Pastor, what are they, sir? They were like actually the day of mystery. Because the purpose of the stick is to what, my brother? Is to shine light. Or the candlestick is a work of God. It's a stature of the sun. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you say amen. Then the seven sticks are on the ground. The seven stars are where? Are in a span. Seven stars. Where were they? One for walk. So he uses the seven stars to walk in the churches. And his walk is found where? So the seven stars are higher than the seven churches. Or they are in a higher placement than the seven churches. Now, the seven stars are also a graduant from the seven churches. So the seven stars are messengers to the churches. I'm not hearing you say that. Shout it again. Or what, my brother? Angel of the churches. So when he says, write to the angel of Thyatira, he's not an angel of the celestial, but men that has become angelic. So the word angel means messenger. The candlestick responding to the message. An angel, the work is finished. And he can in turn minister the day. So a day star can give a day. Even from the start. But the candlestick are those who are acquiring the day. When the day is done, that stature of the candlestick is to actually collect the day to the fullness. Then wait, then the stars will appear. And I will tell you, those who minister to the candlesticks are those seven stars that are in Jesus' hand. Those are the people Jesus will imprint his mind on to give to the churches. Now God told me here yesterday while I was sitting, he said my intention is to make all the churches angels. We shouldn't just be obedient of the day, but we should be minister of the day. So I checked the word angel. I began to check yesterday while I was here. I'm not lying to you. This is what I wanted to teach today, but I couldn't. I started with Christ. Now, I checked the word angel. I said, let me prove it. I checked the word angel. I went to the Old Testament. I went to another scripture to see maybe there is a different translation from one angel to another. I went to Hebrew, and then Psalm 103, blessed the Lord, he is angels. I said, it's the same word as the same word in Malachi. The person, the word angel means malak. Means messenger. That's the name of Malachi. Who talks about the messenger of the covenant. Now when you check Zechariah chapter 2 or 3, there are two kinds of messenger. There is that messenger who will prepare the way before him, but there is also another messenger, the messenger of the covenant, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody shout hallelujah. But the message, look at me, everyone look at me, but the first messenger who prepare his way, shout hallelujah, John the Baptist, stand in that class. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So, anytime God is talking to churches of everlasting life, he sends Wosa. He sends Malak to them. Angel. Angel are those who are the evangel. Who has become an evangel of the message. Those who have, they have jailed the message with. Am I, that's the word. They have what, my brother? Jailed the message. That's how you make star. Stars are emitters of the message. I was praying. I said, what is him? Lord, what is the Bible so he's at? Because anytime he gives an assignment like this, I want to know what is in his core. And that's what the Lord told me is in his heart. Because I want us to actually in this we demystify that end. What takes place at the dawn? After that day is done, we need to wait for what, sir? The day star. That shall what, my brother? If you are not a day star, Satan, eternal life won't take you. Eternal life only arrests stars. Am I communicating to you? Can we say that every one of you, sir? So the purpose of everlasting life, who can tell me, is to make stars in the dawn of the day. So the dawn of the day, present to God harvest of stars. Because the God of life eternal, or the only true God, doesn't come from candlesticks. What does it come for? Star. So, Mekahala Kasta. What does it come for, son? Can we shout it again, sir? What does it come for? All of you should shout that again. What does it come for? The first dawn that we call the morning. God told me, he said, that place, that dawning is the first morning. It's a lesser day compared to the actual morning. The real morning is eternal life. It's actually the morning. Amen. But there's the realm of what, my brother? Of the dawning. It's actually a morning. It's a morning time. It's a morning before the morning. It is morning by morning. It is a morning, what, sir? Because without a morning, there can be another. So it is a morning that should turn into another morning. Can we shout hallelujah? What do you see? New mercies. So is it that new mercy that you should see? That morning is a different mercy. Because the world of eternal life is merciful. It's merciful. It's a merciful world. Looking, staying in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto life eternal. So is what when you are looking for eternal life, you are looking for congeal mercy. Mercy, mercy. You know why, my son? Why stars? Because eternal life really is actually a life of reigning. Reigning life is a life that causes you to reign. We reign through in eternal life. But everlasting life is crucial to life eternal. Alfred, what will you say life everlasting is? What is life everlasting? is the dawning space to prepare stars for the morning. Who will it intend? Because if you are not a star of the day, you can't be a morning star. You can never be a star of the morning. You know, star of the morning is a slight difference. We say someone is a morning star and somebody is a day star. A day star is an everlasting star. The morning star are eternal star. And that's why Jesus said, he that overcometh, I will give him. What's that? The morning star. What is Jesus' title? His eternal title? The bright and the morning star. Are we blessed today? Everybody shout hallelujah. Now, I didn't teach you commandments right now. It's revelation, not so soon. But it's to spur commandment. It's to steer you up to get up there. Hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I will read this verse so that you will not go home anyhow. How beautiful upon the mountains at the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth. This is Christ. Then the next message. That bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth. This is the saving of the soul. This is everlasting life. Now so, sir. Then the next one. That saith unto Zion. What does he do? Thy God. This is eternal life. Our God reigns. So eternal life is the reigning life of God. So the reigning life of God is merciful life. Merciful. Mercy. Mercy. Say, what is mercy? Say it again, everyone. One of the ways I can describe mercy. Mercy is the unmelted life of God. It's not the flowing life. As a, anywhere there is mercy is a congealed life. It's a stationary life of God. But the living life of God is everlasting life. Can we begin to thank him?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.